And, of course, he is a legendary Damon Allen. Mr. Allen, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing? It's great to be on your show.
We're doing well, man. Thank you so much for giving us some time. Where do we find Damon Allen today? What's going on in your world?
I'm in California right now just preparing for my internship with the Raiders, and so I'm excited about it, just, you know, getting things in order, get ready to fly out on Friday to, you know, start my internship through the Bill Walsh Diversity Coaching Program. And so extremely excited about the opportunity, you know, ready to learn, but at the same time, you know, it's a challenge as well. And so it's no different than a rookie, you know, going into training camp and trying to learn the playbook and all these different things that he has to do in a short amount of time. And so I think that's the exciting thing, because I want to do well, and looking forward to the opportunity as well.
You mentioned it, through the Bill Walsh Diversity Coaching Program, and a man very many, a lot of people will know in this city is Henry Burris, and he did that last year with Chicago. How much contact, if any at all, Damon, have you had with Henry about this program and maybe some of the advice he's given you, as he's now a full-time member of the Chicago Bears coaching staff?
No question. Henry has been, we've been in communication. Me and Henry are really good friends. I was told by Steve Goldman to look after a kid that's coming in the CFL, and it was Henry Burris, and Steve Goldman was my offensive coordinator at the time. We won the Grey Cup in 87, and me and Henry's been close ever since that. And yes, he was a big part in the communication, because when he did it the following year, and this year, March, it came up for a signing or applying for it. I was talking to Henry, and, you know, I think that gave me the added push to go in a different direction once the CFL didn't play the first COVID year.
I was going to ask you about that because, you know, of course, you had a legendary CFL career. When did coaching become something that you were interested in, Damon, to do maybe potentially post-career?
No, I always had it in me to do something in coaching, because I love the game, passionate about the game, and all those variety of different thoughts of what do you want to do after. I know because I played 23 years, I really wanted to, you know, step away from the game and look at it from the outside in instead of being inclined with it. And so for me, my first year, you know, I stepped away from the game, didn't do much, really just rest my body for those 23 seasons of playing. And then, you know, all of a sudden in the off season comes around, and all of a sudden you're involved in so many different things. And then, so it was, you know, put it in the back burner, but it's always been there. And I've never, you know, in a sense, stepped from the game mentally. I've watched every CFL game since I've been retired. I've consulted with offensive units, whether it's at the high school level or the university level. So I've always been involved in football. I started my own quarterback academy during that time. I was involved in even women's sport. So I've been involved the whole time. But I think, you know, when it's the right time for you to retire, or you know when it's the right time for you to make that transition. And for me, the situation, the environment, the culture, and all these things had to be right. And then, you know, when March came around, I applied. Now, there's thousands and thousands of coaches across the North America that apply. I'm fortunate enough to be selected, and thankful enough, because I'm pretty sure it was many of those coaches that didn't get selected. They're great coaches. And so for me, it's an opportunity to look at it and not taking it for granted. You know, I'm going to go there and work hard. So, yeah, getting to your question, once again, I answered already. Yes, Henry, we did talk throughout that whole time.
He is Canadian Hall of Fame quarterback Damon Allen. He's our guest here on The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. You've mentioned it a couple of times. You've watched every game since you retired. Are you excited? And I know you're busy and certainly got a lot on your plate right now, Damon, but are you excited for the CFL to return in a couple weeks?
Absolutely. I missed the CFL when they didn't play, and I'm pretty sure many people throughout Canada probably feel the same way. There was a big hole, the fact that the CFL didn't play last year, and you can feel the environment and the impact that not playing in the CFL would have done to the whole country. So, yes, I'm extremely happy that the league came around and putting the product on the field. I think this year is going to be an excellent year due to the fact that, you know, the Western Division is always tough and is going to go down to the wire at the end of the year. But, you know, we want a strong Eastern Conference, and I think, you know, looking at the Eastern Division right now, you know, Hamilton is probably, you know, number one in the East. But then you have Montreal, you have, you know, Toronto, who's done probably the most changes and impact of this year and of improving their football team. And so it's just a matter of if the East is strong, the West is strong, then we're going to have a strong season in the CFL.
Damon, I'm curious. Your brother had a storied career with the Raiders during his time in the NFL. What has he told you about what to expect when you get into Las Vegas and join that storied franchise? What are you looking forward to?
You know, I think from him, you know, he's pretty much stays in the background because, you know, he knows me as a person. I think he wants me to be able to always be in the forefront and not him being the reason why, you know, I'm with the Raiders. The fact that my resume, my credentials and all those things. But for him, I mean, he knows who we got the same bloodline. We got the same mentality about the game of football and we take it seriously. And in the same time, but we do show passion, love about what we do. And so he knows I'm going to work extremely hard, and I'm pretty sure he may show up and say hello and see how I'm doing. But he's excited for me because he feels I have the ability to do it. And, you know, and that's the kind of confidence that a player would need, a coach would need, or, you know, a young child will want to hear from his parents. And so when I have that kind of you know, passion and commitment and, you know, and wanting to see me do well from your own family member, you know, so I represent the last name, so I will continue to do that.
I was going to say just quickly, Dan, how special is it to be with the Raiders knowing, yes, they're not in California anymore, but it's still the Raiders, still the silver and black. How special is that to you to have this opportunity with them? And obviously, you know, your last name is synonymous with the Raider franchise.
No, absolutely. It feels really good because I know the history. During the time my brother was there, you know, I knew everything that he went through. And it feels like even though I was playing in the CFL, I was going through whatever my brother was going through if it was difficult times. And I'm pretty sure he felt the same way. Whatever I was dealing with, I mean, he probably felt as well because we've known each other since we were kids and been around each other. And so we know how we feel about the game, the respect we have for the game, and how we want to represent that last name. And so it would be no different for me in the coaching side because I still want to honor my parents, you know, make my siblings and my family happy and those things. So I attack it the same way I did as a player. And so I think in that sense, you know, he's excited for me. I mean, and that feels good.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm sure it does. On the Raiders, Damon, any relationship or I'm sure you've crossed paths perhaps over your time with John Gruden?
Well, I probably talked to him more since I've been selected. And, you know, it's pretty neat, you know, to feel his energy on the phone or even through text. You can feel his energy and his excitement about the game of football. And I love his energy. And, you know, I think his last text told me that be ready to go. And that would be something that, you know, that I, you know, love to hear from a coach or or another teammate or whatever. Like, when we get to training camp, be ready to go. And so, yeah, I'm ready to, when I hit the floor, put my bags in the room. You know, I can't wait to get back on the football field and whatever capacity it is. You know, I'm going to bring energy, a level of commitment, excellence, as they would say. Commitment to excellence is the motto in the Vegas, you know, during the time of Al Davis that coined the phrase. So I'm going to bring all those elements and the experiences of being a player and the ability to communicate the game with the players.
He is Damon Allen. He's our guest here on the Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Damon, I'm curious. You grew up playing American football and then obviously went on to have a storied CFL career. Now you're transitioning back into the NFL and American-style game. What's that learning curve going to be like for you to get back into that? And what can you take from your time in the CFL and pass on to the quarterbacks and the guys you're going to be working with the Raiders?
You know, it's an interesting question, but as far as the transition, it's not hard. We're talking about 11-man football to 12-man football. Some of the terminology may be a little bit different, but it's fairly similar. You know, you still see 4-man rush, 3-man rush, blitzes, cover 3, you know, probably a little bit more cover 2 down in the States that you would, you know, ever see in the CFL because the field's just too big for two guys to divide the field in halves. So I think the terminology is somewhat the same. Now, when I look at the NFL today, and especially over the last 5 years, there's been a tremendous transition in the passing game in the down south in the National Football League. It seems like they're starting to play more like CFL, and the passing game is so prevalent because you realize one thing, you can eat up yards with the pass. You can potentially score more points if you throw the football more and if you're efficient in throwing the football. And so that's what you're starting to see in the National Football League is that transition of somewhat a Canadian style of play. And so I think I'll be able to help in whatever capacity it may be when I get down there.
Damon, I'm curious, as you say, there's not a lot of difference between the American and the Canadian game, and I'm not sure, you know, what your coaching assignment necessarily will be with the Raiders this summer, but I'm curious your observations and maybe some excitement for getting to work with and getting an opportunity to get to know a guy like Derek Carr.
No, absolutely. And I think in those situations, from a player to a coach and a former player that played the position, you know, I'm pretty sure we can get into real good conversations about, you know, what he experiences on the field. And because I think, in a sense, we all go through the same thing. And so in that sense, I think I'll be able to relate to him and understand, you know, I played the position for 23 seasons and I've probably seen everything that you can possibly see as a quarterback and experience, even playing in, you know, some of the biggest games in Canada and some of the biggest events in Canada. So I think in that sense, I don't feel I'm going to have any problem communicating or even getting along with him because of the aspect for me is, you know, how fast I can, you know, learn their terminology during the time I'm there and understand the overall understanding of their offense. And so, like I said, I will be able to, I think I won't have any problems adapting.
I know this is just the start of your coaching career, Damon, but a look forward perhaps, would a return to the CFL in a coaching capacity one day down the road be something you'd be interested in?
No, absolutely. I mean, once I dive into being a coach, I'm, you know, that's what my focus is, and I don't let anything stop me from doing that. And, you know, it's no different than the situation when I decided I wanted to coach in the CFL. You know, that was during the COVID and pandemic year, mm-hmm. and they didn't play. But I did make the announcement that the previous Grey Cup that was played then and say I was interested in coaching. you know, the unfortunate thing, I didn't get an interview or someone to, you know, give me an opportunity to come in and, you know, share what I know. And I think sometimes I was looked at as, well, he hasn't been coaching and he hasn't coached at any level. And so, you know, probably that's where they were questioning my ability to coach. But, you know, I would present it in a different way. I mean, a quarterback is taught the big picture. He has to manage 11 guys on the football field. And so he's an extension of a coordinator or a head coach on the field. And so if you present it a different way, you know, it's not necessary that you have to go coach or having a coaching experience. I've been managing over 11 guys for 23 seasons.
That's probably why I was going to say, like, a lot of quarterbacks make some pretty good coaches. And I think you just talked about why that is, huh?
Yes, because we're taught the big picture and we understand systems from the defensive side of the ball and offensive side of the ball, from protection to route combinations. So, yeah, absolutely. We're taught the big picture.
Damon, what else is going on in your world right now? Tell us about the partnership with UFF Sports and being an NFT athlete.
Yeah. You know, I'm excited about that. I'm on the board of AOS Sports, on the board with Nick Lewis. Is
never heard of him.
CEO.
I know. Yeah, we haven't heard of him in this part.
In Calgary, yeah, never heard of Nick Lewis.
Future Hall of Famer.
That's right.
Nick Lewis. And we're excited about, you know, what he's created. And then at the same time, the partnership with UFFS Sports, the ultimate franchise fantasy sport. They took fantasy football to a whole different level. And we were just in Vegas selling the 32 franchise that will mimic the National Football League from start to the finish of the season. And it's a fantasy world, but at the same time, you know, we had 32 owners that bought franchises, and they have to operate the franchise like it's a real NFL team, from the 53-man roster to the salary cap to drafting the players. And so often when you think of fantasy, rarely do they ever, well, never have they chose O-linemen in fantasy.
Yeah.
But in this fantasy, ultimate fantasy, UFFS, is the fact that you got to get a long snapper, a punter, a kicker, offensive lineman, D lineman, everybody's involved in this fantasy. And that's what is going to change the world of fantasy sport, because they're going to do this in every sport. And we're partners with them, with AOS, and I'm excited to be on the board and being a part of this huge project and new project that's new to the world. And, I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's outstanding. If you want more information, you can go to uffsports.com. Tons of info there. And as you say, the draft was last weekend in Vegas. I know it was a ton of fun. And were you much of a fantasy guy before this, Damon?
Well, I didn't participate in fantasy, but, you know, so often, you know, most people, excuse me about that. Most people would ask me about, you know, certain players and getting these kind of information about this individual player. So I've always been aware of it, but not necessarily until I got to understand what this is all about. And I'm excited about it because, you know, we were second in the bidding. So we have the second pick in the draft, wow. AOS Sports. So we have a team, and we've already consulted with our team and who's going to run our organization. And so our whole board, who actually somewhat played football, will be like consultants during the draft and all those things. So, yes, we're in the fantasy ownership.
Love it, man. Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today, Damon. Best of luck with the fantasy endeavors. And, of course, have a blast at Raider training camp. And we'd love to talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for some time today, Damon.
Hey, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share all the things that we're doing, and it's amazing right now.
Thanks, Damon. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.